It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back from KeyBank Center, and man, let me tell you, it's a day. We have six people in the control room trying to charge their phones simultaneously. Keeps knocking us off the air.
You know what? Maybe we like, I've never seen, this is our last segment of the show.
Is it?
And if you're watching
it
on MSG,
feels like the first, incredibly.
At the end of the show, the last segment, you always have a countdown clock in the bottom right of your screen. And it's always like a minute 30, 2 minutes. Sometimes we get 3.5, 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We have 13 and a half minutes at the bottom right of the screen right now telling us we have plenty of time for the last segment of the show, which is usually let's run to the end and we're off the air. Now we can kind of pace ourselves to the end of the show.
Does this mean you have to talk about the power play?
Right, because there's a couple of things I want to talk about when it comes to the power play, Duffer. I think everybody watching the game, and I think that the Sabres and Lindy Ruff watching the game can tell that the number one problem mm-hmm. with the power play in those two games were their zone entries. They could not get into the zone, could not set up, could not be spending 40 seconds of move the puck, get the shot, right? So the zone entry is number one. You want to know something that's really funny? You know when people talk about analytics and the numbers and all the geeks that punch. Sometimes the numbers match with what you see. Sometimes the numbers don't match what you see. You have to be able to analyze the eye test and the numbers to really have a better understanding of what's going on. And sometimes one is going to take over the other.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the power play entry success rate is for the Buffalo Sabres in the first two games of the season?
I don't want to know, but you're going to tell me.
It was 71%. Last season, if you had a 71% entry rate on the power play, you were top five in the National Hockey League. How the numbers tell me, but I think what happens is that they've entered over the blue line with possession, mm-hmm. only to lose it 5 feet inside the blue line. Why? Because they were all stacked at the blue line. So I think that that's where the entry percentage numbers are not going to give you a real indication of what's happening. That's number one. Number two, when the Sabres got into the zone, what is one thing Lindy Ruff has talked about how they wanted to create offense 5-on-5 and on the power play? It's having people at the net,
mm-hmm.
having people in the slot at the net. They never had anybody at the net. They, in two games, it's a short sample, at a 0.33 shot on net from the slot per game mm-hmm. on the power play. Last year, they were 2.5 times better than that, and they were still 27th in the NHL. That's mm-hmm. how bad. Last year, they didn't generate, they were less than one shot on net from the slot per game on the power play.
Yeah.
That was 27. Now they generated a third of a shot on average, right, on the power play. So
wow.
That's bad.
And then the amount of time that we were looking at the lack of high danger chances on the power play last year, right? Like, it was one of those situations where all the numbers made sense because they added up to a number which you would expect.
Which is
a bad power play percentage. But with your zone entry number here, it's kind of interesting. And so where did it break down for them? Because this is what's important moving forward. And it's never one or the other. I understand that. But were the Devils really, really good in preventing Buffalo from doing what they wanted? And or is this something that when Buffalo gets its rhythm, they'll be able to attack against most teams?
I'm going to say it's a little bit of both. But, okay, if you have Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon getting that drop back pass and coming at you.
Yes.
You're a defenseman for the New Jersey Devils, and you see McDavid or MacKinnon coming at you. What are you going to do?
Well, you're going to make that noise or vocalize like Alex Pietrangelo did in the outdoor game at Tahoe.
He basically said, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And it was not, oh, crap. It got bleeped out. But he was – so you back off. So what happens is you're probably 15 feet inside the blue line when McDavid enters because you don't want to get burned. That never happened for Buffalo because either Thompson – or Quinn, or Dahlin, or whoever was on the delayed, didn't have the threat of, I'm going to zoom right by you, that you have to respect me and back off. They never had that threat. And because they kept getting stopped, it actually gave New Jersey even more confidence to say, we're going to stand the blue line, and we're going to slow down. So for me, it was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, and, well, we're going to keep trying what we've been working on, but you build more and more and more confidence for the other team and less and less and less for your team. And everybody stop at a standstill. Now, today the Sabres work on the power play. One big, big difference, and it's not that, you know, Jason Zucker is on the top power play unit with Thompson Cousins, is that Alex Tuch is not on the first power play unit right now because the Sabres are using two defensemen on that top power play unit. They have Power and Dahlin with Thompson, Cousins, and Zucker, which tells me this. When you have two defensemen, it's because you're going to have a full ice breakout. You're going to have one defenseman in one corner, one forward curling in the other corner. You're going to have everybody come up the ice together. You're not going to have four guys at the blue line standing still. So that, to me, tells me that the Sabres are basically looking at their entries saying, okay, that's not working, and we're going to put two defensemen on because we are going to come up together with five players with speed, and the dump and go or the dump and chase or the chip and chase or whatever. And once you've opened that up, then teams are going to adjust, and maybe you can go back to the drop back, but it's not happening right now. You're not threatening anything with that.
It's a pretty interesting development.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very interesting development because on the Power Play 2 unit, you got Quinn, Krebs, Kulik, Tuch, and Byram. So that's your second unit. So Tuch, who has always been with Thompson on the top unit, it was Skinner last year or whatnot.
Yeah.
Now Tuch has moved to a different unit because they are putting two defensemen on the top unit.
Kings come in. It's the home opener on Thursday, 7 p.m. Obviously, did you step on that?
No, I think I stepped on your wire.
Now I can't hear myself, but hopefully we're on.
No, we are. I can hear you. You're good.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Kings are here, and the home opener is presented by the BFLO store.
Yes.
And LA had a 4-1-1 preseason. Very, very, very quickly on what to expect from the Kings. Quentin Byfield had a nice preseason.
Quentin Byfield had a really, really nice season. No Drew Doughty, so it's going to be like by committee on the back end, obviously. I felt like Philip Deneau was noticeable in the games that he played. Again, you got Kopitar, you got Deneau, so you're looking at the middle of the ice, right? How did the Sabres, Thompson, Cousins respond to that?
Yeah.
That is a big hurdle because I feel like Kopitar and Deneau are probably two of the top full ice, defensive minded, responsible centerman. And I was right. The Kings stayed in Quebec City for a couple extra days, and they're coming in a day early than usual. So they're coming in today to be able to adjust to and practice in Buffalo.
Altitude. St. Louis and
Are we at a different altitude here?
St. Louis and Seattle, Boston and Florida, Chicago and Utah, the triple header of NHL action today.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Boston is going to start Corpusello today because they named him the starter a week ago, although they signed Jeremy Swayman, which we haven't talked about. Jeremy Swayman gets his wish, more than 64 million reasons, like Kim Neely said, to stay in Boston.
Yep.
8.25 They couldn't go more than 8.25 it's Sorokin and Long Island with the Islanders signed for 8.25 Hellebuck signed for 8.5 You couldn't pay Swayman more than that, but he got the max that I think he could have gotten. I think Boston actually overpaid by maybe $500,000, $250,000 on Jeremy Swayman, which is fine because if you saw Corpusello's last two outings in the preseason, it wasn't going to work for Boston. So Swayman is in, but he's not starting today.
No, it's Bob at one end and Corpusello at the other. What do you expect from St. Louis and Seattle? This is a big, you know, relaunch, if you will, for the Kraken with Dan Bylsma as head coach.
Yeah, I think, look, I love Disco Dan. I think his time in Buffalo was tumultuous, but I think Dan Bylsma is going to do some really good things in Seattle. But I expect St. Louis to be a force in the Central Division. Maybe not at the top of the division, but they are making the playoffs. I think the St. Louis Blues are going to be a team that is going to be fun to watch this year.
And Chicago, Utah to round things out. Salt Lake City gets the first real taste of NHL action tonight against Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks.
Well, when you watch the game tonight, you're going to wonder, what's this rink looking like, this? Because it's a basketball arena. And at both ends, you got to push the seats back. And there's a wall, basically, of 15 or 20 rows of seats behind each goalies. So, yes, kind of like Barkley was with the Islanders playing at Barkley. At one end at Barclays, there were some obstructed seats.
Barclays.
There's an S. It's not Latvian. But Barclays Center.
Go Bill.
Go Bill. Inside joke there. But there were some obstructed seats at one end. In Utah, it's at both ends. But let's not forget that they will do a billion-dollar renovation on that building, and it's going to be fantastic. But the buzz is going to be something fun to see for the Utah Hockey Club.
Do you remember when we were here for the watch party on Saturday, and then after we were done with our post game, you were remarking how the arena floor was laid out?
Oh, for Jelly Roll?
For Jelly Roll.
See, I know this guy.
Yes. Tage was there.
Yeah.
Greenway was there. I was lucky enough to be there. Jelly Roll put on... I don't want to phrase it this way because I don't want to compare, like, production and make the show bigger than it was. I will say this. Jelly Roll came across to me as perhaps the most sincere superstar performer I've ever seen. He has an incredible way of connecting with the fans. But the point is when you were looking at the floor, you were wondering, well, why do they have it marked off down at the one end, right? So the stage is at one end, but there's a platform at the other. And I don't want to, you know, give it away for people that are still planning to see him in the near future. But his whole show, like, when there's a little countdown on the video board, and he starts walking in. But he's just walking at an incredibly leisurely pace amidst the fans on the floor, going to that other platform, right? And then starts there. Music continues. He presumably uses the hockey hallway then, works his way back to the main stage, and goes from there. But all the while, like, there is eye contact and waving and just... Yeah. I can't imagine how many people felt like, I locked eyes with Jelly Roll, or he waved at me, or whatever. And these are all fascinating little moments. And as a concert goer, like, you know, it's pretty special. And I think he made everybody feel incredibly special. I was super, super impressed with his whole show. Within it had a couple of covers. I mean, he paid tribute to the late Toby Keith with beautiful, you know, Should Have Been a Cowboy. There was a I caught it on one note. Green Day, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. I was like, oh, and yeah. So there was a lot. There was a lot.
Talk about that. I remember coming to see Imagine Dragons here, They set up a stage at the other end, and they went to the other end and did a little intimate concert. And the fact that they played all the instruments and it was, you know, them playing the whole time, and there was something to. I went back and I was like, they were really good. Like, it wasn't the big production, but it was just the fact that they. They were intimate with everybody in that concert. And I would think that's the same sense you got from Jelly Roll. And I love, like, I was listening to a little Toby Keith driving back from Quebec City yesterday. So that's my country genre.
We've got 15 seconds before they literally pull the plug. Oh. Paterka and Benson are doing better. And we will see, you know, keep them in day-to-day category and obviously stay with our Sabre socials and enjoy as much turkey as you can when you come to the rink. On Thursday.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.